Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Perrin, and welcome to this episode of The Christopher Perrin Show. You can get this podcast just about anywhere podcasts are posted. You can also view articles that are often tied to my podcast at christopherperrin.substack.com, and you can also watch some of my lectures at classicalu.com. In this episode, I'd like to talk about one of the great maxims of pedagogy. And that maxim comes to us in Latin, and it's called Festina lente. Festina lente in Latin means make haste slowly. Festina lente. This is not just a maxim for teaching. It's a maxim for life. We know a lot of various maxims that are similar to this. We'll get to those. But this is a very human insight. But because it's a universal human insight, it certainly applies to teaching, to studying, to learning. It means, festina lente, make haste slowly. Festina means make haste, lente means slowly. It's a principle that Erasmus thought should be carved into every column. It's so important to understand it and apply it. He thought it should be everywhere. Festina lente is also a paradoxical maxim. It seems kind of contradictory, doesn't it? Make haste slowly. How can we make haste slowly? How can we go faster by going slower? Or by doing anything. Many of the deep human realities at first do seem to be counterintuitive, and this is one of them. We've all heard that the greatest person will be the servant of all, and that those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled, or that pride goes before a fall. We have heard Christ say that blessed are those who mourn. And the Apostle Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. We're familiar with these paradoxes. We've heard paradoxes like this. Paradoxes describe what is actually real, however, even if surprising and unexpected. Light, for example, is comprised of both waves and particles, though we're not sure how this can be. And apparently we have minds and bodies, though it's hard to imagine just how they harmonize. The mind-body philosophic problem continues to be discussed. Festina lente is one of those paradoxes that characterizes not just one segment of life, but multiple ones. It was the maxim of generals and emperors. The Roman army, for example, heeded the wisdom of this principle. The Roman army was famous in its time for regular and thorough practice, preparation, exercise. In fact, the name of the army in Latin was exercitum. That body of men that engaged in perpetual exercitum, or exercise, and training for combat. You know, the word exercitum means a group of men who are constantly exercising. The Latin maxim, Festina lente, was carved in stone, and it was even pressed into coins. There are coins, minted by Caesars, like Augustus Caesar, that has emblems and logos, if you will, of this maxim, Festina lente, like one that features a crab seeking a butterfly. Emperors, generals, army captains heeded Festina lente. As a result of regular, slow, and ongoing training, the Roman army could battle, win, and conquer with lightning speed. And if you know something about Roman military history, you know this is true. They could march a long distance very quickly and win battles quickly and decisively. How did the Roman army vanquish so many enemies so quickly? By slow, regular training, by heeding the wisdom of Festina lente. There's lots of interesting, physical illustrations, art renditions of Festina lente. I mentioned the crab and the butterfly, but there's also one that features a snail shell with a rabbit coming out of it. That's Festina lente. The rabbit is Festina, and the snail is lente. The famous Venetian publisher Aldus Manutius, who lived from 1450 to 1515, he was a publisher who learned that the best way to succeed as a publisher is to, get it right the first time and take the time to ensure a well-researched, well-corrected, well-edited text, and only then to publish it. Aldous became enormously successful, but he grew fast by proceeding carefully and slowly. For his logo, he chose the dolphin representing Festina and the anchor, Lente, for his press logo. It's an anchor with the dolphin kind of wrapped around the anchor, symbolizing Festina and Lente, that paradox right there in his logo. Apparently, as his press increased in popularity, Aldous found himself regularly visited and interrupted. Knowing that he needed to focus on his work, he pushed off visitors with a sign that read, "Whoever you are, Aldous asks you again and again, what is it you want from him? State your business briefly, and then immediately go away." I guess one of the pains of success that Aldous had to endure. We've grown up hearing maxims like haste makes waste, and measure twice, cut once. These maxims are corollaries of Festina Lente. Surely no army will prepare well by hustling soldiers through cursory training and rushing them into battle. Every carpenter knows the value of careful measuring before cutting, and I guess we've all learned that maxim, the point of that maxim. How many boards have I wasted over the years? Measuring once and cutting once. And publishers, too, eventually learn to carefully edit a book before going to print. Now, I work in the publishing business. I am the publisher with Classical Academic Press. I have to admit, I learned this maxim years ago, but I learned it the hard way. In the first few years of our company's existence, we did do some editing, but we kind of did the editing ourselves. We didn't hire professional, external sets of eyes to look over our work. That was a mistake, because releasing a book that's not properly edited, that's not done right the first time, only increases your pain, labor, and work. And it also gives you a bad reputation in the marketplace. It's not good. It's better to take the time to do it right the first time, to heed Aldous and heed Festina Lente. But Festina Lente does not merely focus on avoiding waste. It focuses on doing things well from the beginning. It focuses on mastering what is important in a proper sequence. Think of the soldier training in combat, or the carpenter looking over the blueprint, or Aldous, the publisher, carefully comparing Greek manuscripts before printing the first Greek edition of the Dialogues of Plato. Each must proceed in prudent sequence, echoing another sister maxim, first things first. Okay, so we see this as a valuable maxim for life. But now let's consider teaching. There's usually a discernible, fitting order to teaching a skill. Just as a carpenter doesn't start building with a roof, the literature teacher doesn't start with Shakespeare, nor the math teacher with algebra or calculus. In every art and discipline, there's a sequence of skills and concepts that should be learned, and it's important to master each in order, each skill, each concept in order. In pedagogy, therefore, we discern an important implication of Festina Lente. Master each step, or teach to mastery. Violating this principle discourages students and does them unnecessary harm. Master each step. Do you do that? Consider math and Latin. Can students move on to multiplication if they haven't mastered addition? Can students master addition without mastering math facts? Can students master division without having mastered addition and subtraction? In Latin or any language, can grammar be taught well without a basic mastered vocabulary? Sadly, educators in schools often violate the principle of Festina Lente to the great harm of their students. If students don't learn to be proficient readers by the end of fourth grade, what can we predict? Dropping out of school before graduation and likely being incarcerated before the age of 30. There is a correlation between students who cannot read by third or fourth grade and incarceration and dropping out of school. It's a sobering truth that 70% of the inmates in American prisons cannot read beyond the fourth grade level. Why is this the case? Because a student must learn to read in order that he can then read to learn. Students who cannot read in fourth or fifth grade usually become frustrated, stymied, unable to learn well in subsequent grades, increasing in despair until they decide that they're not cut out for school and learning. The director from Festina Lente would correct this. No student should be promoted to fourth grade or any grade until he was proficient in reading. To go forward, that is social promotion, without mastering the skill of reading is really to go backward and to do great harm. As students learn the liberal arts of grammar, logic, rhetoric, arithmetic, geometry, and music, they will find that all of the skills embedded in these arts, or the skills that these arts are, serve one another, or that they all, as it were, dance together. For example, to learn grammar is to learn how words work together to form meaning, and meaningful words are featured and need to be rightly interpreted in logic, rhetoric, arithmetic, geometry, and music. Rhetoric is the study of persuasive, instructive, and beautiful speech. Good geometric proofs are not only logical, they're also persuasive and beautiful to the human mind. This means that mastering any liberal art consists of preliminary study in the other arts. To study logic is not only to study logic, it's the preliminary study in geometry. To study ratios in math is to do preliminary study in music and harmonics. To slowly master these arts will make a human being quick, quick-witted, able, and prepared for all kinds of good work and vocations. This is because the study of each liberal art leads to facility in learning the next art, and because the study of all these arts makes learning anything, any subject, come much more quickly. This is why Niels Bohr, the famous chemist, could say, "Give me a student who has learned his Latin, and I shall be responsible for his chemistry." By this, he understood that previous study in classical language was a superb and preliminary study in science. In summary, within each art, there is a sequence of skills, ideas, or facts that should be mastered before proceeding forward to ongoing learning. A good teacher will ensure mastery of each of these steps before moving on to the next. She should not waste time in meaningless activity, but nor should she push or rush forward simply to move through a text that contains more content than a student can rightfully master in a given span of time. This is all too common. A student who takes time to master each step in academic study will save exponentially more time in the future and far surpass those students who bound forward like the hare while bypassing deep and permanent learning. Let him who has ears to hear, hear, and make haste slowly. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can also read it, a version of it, at christopherperrin.substack.com. I also want to report that I am collaborating on a book with Carrie Eben, a forthcoming book on pedagogy, which will be called something like The Good Teacher, Truly Great Principles for Teaching. And as we're working on this book together, I plan to release more articles and podcasts that are coming from our current study. But I want to thank you for listening or viewing. Thanks so much. I'd like to thank you for watching or listening to the Christopher Perrin Show. And to do that, I can give you a coupon code that will give you 10% off on anything that you might care to order at classicalacademicpress.com. And the coupon code is simply CPSHOW. Thanks again for listening or watching.